Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Cleveland Eason. We'll be discussing his fantastic book, A Sailor's Advice on Life, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or if you guys want to get everything that Cleveland has to offer, do yourself a favor. And you got to go to Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com to purchase the book, but go directly to his personal website, asailorsadvice.com. There you'll be able to find more information on Cleveland himself, more information on the book, and there's hyperlinks set up to take you directly to his Amazon page for purchase. So one more time, that's asailorsadvice.com. And I will say, Cleveland was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business, Good River Print and Media Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, you know you got to move it to Good River. You can find them at goodriverprintandmedia.com. Guys, listen, it is an absolute delight to have Cleveland here on the line because his book we're going to be discussing is really something that needs to be on everybody's shelf, okay? And not just because Cleveland is just an amazing individual in his own right. The book is really set up. Now, it's a memoir, so specifically it's going to be coming from his perspective. But you can see right there in the title, A Sailor's Advice on Life. Guys, we know once you get to a certain age, it becomes very apparent that life is filled with obstacles. Life is filled with challenges, and there's really no getting away from it. Now, what I love so much about it is really it's a self-help book in addition to his memoir. Because we know, listen, guys, wisdom is acquired through experience. You got to make the mistakes to learn from them. And what's so great about his book is he's going to be talking from his experience and things that he had to learn going through his life. But I want you to keep in mind, how does this apply to mine? Learning from somebody else's experience, learning from somebody else's wisdom is going to be a wonderful education that we can all receive and really apply to our lives. So I want you to keep that in mind as we're going through. And listen, Cleveland is the expert on the matter, okay? We're talking about his life. He's experienced it. So he's going to be able to articulate all the nuances in his book much better than I ever could. So without further ado, let's bring him here on the line with us. Cleveland, first and foremost, thank you so much for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction. How are you?
I'm fine, Benji. It's a beautiful day in our nation's capital, and I'm just glad I had the opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Likewise. Well, listen, we're very much looking forward to all of the information you're going to be able to relay, and really a wonderful education that we're going to receive. Now, Cleveland, before we jump into the book itself, and of course, this may spill over into the book, and if it does, that's totally fine. Let's start off. Talk to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Benji. I'm a son of an Army veteran. My dad is a retired two-time Vietnam tour veteran, combat wounded, really tough guy.
Wow.
But despite him being a tough guy and very firm, he was very compassionate. So I'm blessed to have had the opportunity to have a visible father figure that was in my life and also in the life of my four siblings during our what I consider to be our preparation stage of life. I realized that there's a lot of opportunities to come along with the military. Originally, I didn't plan for a 23-year military career. This was going to join and get some experience and be able to travel. But after seeing what the military had to offer and understanding the mission and how important it was to our nation, I decided to stick it out for a career. My dad instilled in me the importance of always figuring out what you can do with your free time. So despite being in the military, I always had some sort of side interest that allowed me to interact and do things with people that were outside of my military profession. Mm-hmm. And during those interactions, those were some great opportunities to observe some things and to have an opportunity to have a different perspective. So even though I had a military father and a doting mom, I also had opportunity to be exposed to a lot of different other business ventures and careers that were not related to the military. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm a dad, got some wonderful kids, and just enjoying making the most of my life journey.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for articulating all of that, Cleveland. First and foremost, it sounds like you come from a wonderful family. You sound like a very impressive individual with your long, illustrious career that you've been able to establish. Thank you very much for your service again. And without further ado, Cleveland, let's jump right in. A Sailor's Advice on Life. Tell us a little bit about your book.
I actually started this book when I was in an overseas assignment in the Middle East, and it was an isolated assignment. No family was allowed because of the hazards that are associated with it. And I was looking back at some of the things that I wish I would have had those conversations with my dad and had opportunity to gain insight on different things that I think are very important as we go through the journey of life. So I started writing those things down, areas that talked about relationships, financial, and just some important, I feel, life principles that I was able to observe and apply. And I put that on the back burner for almost 15 years. And after I got to a point where life was not so busy with car dad taxi service and other type things, things started to slow down. I decided to go back and revisit the book. And fortunately, there are some other experiences that came along with that that contributed to my book as far as other educational and research that allowed me to put together this manuscript.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cleveland, I'm curious. Let's go into the concept of inspiration. Now, of course, inspiration can take many forms, so it'll be a multi-part question. But first and foremost, I'm curious to know what inspired you to write this book. I mean, we hear you talking about really through your career and through your experience, you had the wherewithal to know that this was important information that you were accumulating. So you wanted to take note of that and put it down on paper. But why didn't it end there? Why wasn't this something that was just really for your benefit, but something you felt you wanted to put out for the public to be able to benefit from as well?
That's a really good question there, Benji. I have two daughters, and I was becoming very concerned about some of the behavior and attitudes that I was observing of young people. And I was concerned that that might have an impact on future generations. So even though I could talk to my daughters about how to manage relationships and how to make better choices about selecting individuals to decide whether or not they were going to be compatible or you want to associate with, I felt that the need was a lot bigger than my own family circle, and that this could actually benefit other individuals that may have not had that opportunity to have a retrospective individual in their life that was willing to provide some ideas or some concepts that would help them to navigate through the journey of life. So that was primarily my inspiration, instead of just having it for my own children. But I was thinking that there's other people that outside of my family circle or circle of friends that with my regular interactions with that could benefit from me taking the opportunity, the time to write these observations down.
You know, that is absolutely fantastic. And really, Cleveland, I'm not a parent yet, right? My significant other and I, we're planning on embarking upon that journey very shortly. So hopefully within the next year or two, we're ready to do that. But I think, you know, as I listen to you speak, and my father, you know, of course, everybody knows Al Cole, right? Published author through and through. So he's amazingly talented. But what I think is so wonderful, what better gift could a parent leave for a child than words of wisdom that are on the page? Memories will tend to fade after a certain amount of time. So having the wherewithal to put this information down on paper and leave it, as you stated, for your daughters, I think that that is such a remarkable gift that will continue to just be more and more rewarding as they grow. And that's something that they can also pass on to their children and future generations. So I think that that is such a beautiful gift in which you've left them. Now, staying on the concept of inspiration, You have this long, I think you said, about 23 years in the military. So that was, of course, your dedicated career. Now, I'm curious, in terms of being a writer, was this something that you always envisioned yourself doing? Were there certain writers that inspired you? I mean, really, where did that passion for writing or that love for writing come to develop into this book and hopefully other books in the future?
That's a really good question. I've always had an interest in music, and I credit the fact that during my middle and high school years that I was a member of the school band. And anybody that knows about band, there's certain discipline and academic standards you need to maintain if you want to be part of a performing band. So it provided me that creativity, but also provided me the discipline. And during that, as most musicians, they inspire to write music or put down melodies and then try to put words to that. So I also found myself writing poetry. And if there was like a tune or a riff that would come to mind, I would a lot of times put pen to paper, just like you probably have interviewed musicians that you find that wherever they were, they took that time and they wrote down whatever that inspirational thought was. And absolutely, I was doing that during my earlier years of writing poetry or writing lyrics, the music that I have yet to release, but maybe one day I'll get there. So that's kind of where that creativity came from. And after I recognized that you can learn a lot just by reading biographies. And I remember going to a Tony Robbins seminary, and he just talked about the number of biographies that he read and how he gained so much from people that inspired him and their journey. And in the course of reading biographies about individuals that inspired and motivated me, that just helped me to continue to journal and write down thoughts and ideas.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Here again on the line with Cleveland Eason. We're discussing his book, A Sailor's Advice on Life, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through his personal website, asailorsadvice.com. Now, Cleveland, listen, I've held off long enough on this. My listening audience is going to get upset with me if I don't hurry up and ask this next question. We know that this is a culmination of all your experience and words of wisdom that you've been able to acquire over the years. Now, as you stated earlier in the interview, I mean, you have information on relationships, you have information on finances, I mean, just great important steps that we all encounter on our life's journey. Now, listen, we don't want to give too much away, okay? Because guys, you know what you got to do. If you want to get all the information, if you want to receive all of the tips, there's no getting around it. You got to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or asailorsadvice.com to purchase the book directly. But since we have you here on the line, Cleveland, any tips that you discuss in the book, or maybe just a few of them, of course, that you go over in the book that you can relay to our listening audience?
Yeah, I'm so glad you gave an opportunity to talk about that, Benji. One of the things that I feel that's even more important today, and that is personal accountability. One of the things thoughts or ideas that I discuss in my book is, you had the freedom to choose your decisions, but you do not have the freedom to choose the consequences of your decisions. And a lot of times we run into life situations and we feel that we were not left with a choice. And I feel that if we go back and look at things retrospectively, of course, there's times where reflexes are important. But in most situations, there was a choice that we had to consciously make.
Absolutely.
And with that, we can either steer to the right or shift our rudder. but when we do that, certain things start to happen. And we may we may not get to choose the consequences that are associated with that decision. And I just want to remind people that you are empowered. You do have the ability to choose. That's one of the beauties of that when God created man, He gave us the power of a choice, and that with that freedom and understanding that comes opportunity to make choices that could be either for our benefit or have to come up with some pretty bad consequences.
Wonderful words of wisdom. The decision is within you. Now, the consequences of those decisions, you can't see in the moment how far those ripples extend on the water. But at the end of the day, those consequences are there. So you have to be mindful of the decisions that you make in the present. I absolutely love those words of wisdom, Cleveland. Thank you very much for sharing. Listen, last question as we tie up this magnificent interview. I'd love to know, Cleveland, what would you say was a highlight for you in writing this book? Or if not a highlight, you know, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't expecting prior to embarking upon the journey?
Well, that's a really good question. When I was doing some of the research for this book, I was going back to some quotes that I've looked at over time. And one of the ones that stood out was a quote by Calvin Coolidge, who was the 30th president of the United States from 23 to 1929. Mm-hmm. He had a quote about persistence, and to sum it up, is that persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. You know, you look at the things that are going on right now with our, just globally, the need for persistence and determination toward noble goals is going to be required to overcome a lot of the challenges. And I wanted to make sure that that was one of the quotes that I had in my book, because I feel that if you have talent, you have education, but you just don't have the persistence or the tenacity to pursue your goals, then it's going to be very difficult to be successful. Absolutely. And I just hope that the next generation or the readers that have opportunity to review this book will take that away, that if you're persistent and you have a good moral compass, then the opportunities are boundless.
Fantastic. Guys, listen, what more can be said? All right, listen, you know what you got to do, especially right now, but really every day of your lives. This is a book that just keeps on giving. I mean, really, it truly is. It's a gift that just keeps on giving. Wisdom is something that is not nearly appreciated enough. Let's learn from Cleveland's experience. Let's apply it to our own lives. This is how we grow. This is how we develop. This is how we advance. You know what you got to do. Head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, asailorsadvice.com. Pick up your copy of A Sailor's Advice on Life by Cleveland Eason. You surely will not be disappointed. It started off as a gift for his daughters, but let's make it a gift for you and yours. Let's grow. Let's get better. Cleveland, this has been an absolute honor. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
Benji, it's definitely my pleasure, and please extend my regards to your father, Al Cole. Definitely have a lot of inspiration from his work.